you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gambling guru, Benny Babcock here. Bet your house! This week, after carefully consulting me, the Supreme Court decided that sports gambling is recommended for all people in America! Bet your house! First off, you're welcome. Second off, do you know what this means? Of course you don't. But I, the godfather of gambling, do. Bet your house! It means that you can legally bet your house! I'm pretty sure about that. And now that it's legal, you won't ever lose! Call me right now at 1-900-BET-YOUR-HOUSE to get all the correct picks for future and past sporting events. Just deposit $666 into my super secret, super secure Venmo account, and you will definitely double your worth. Bet your house, because I am the handicapper of the people. I'm expanding Bet Your House. For those who don't have a house, call now and get my picks for Bet Your Hyundai, Bet Your Houseboat, and Bet Your Firstborn. The three greatest events in American history are 1, the 4th of July, 2, when the Yankees covered the 99 World Series, and 3, the day I convinced the Supreme Court to legalize sports gambling. God bless America, land of the free bet and home of the Bet Your House. Call now. I mean, what could go wrong? Bet Your House, Bet Your House, Bet Your House.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
I feel like it's professionally responsible to say we do not recommend that you bet your house or your Hyundai or your houseboat.
Or your newborn.
Especially perhaps your newborn.
Yeah.
Sound off at 515-282-9010. Got a line open right now. A hot topic, one of them anyway, because it's fresh. The NBA playoffs. Every game is a blowout, it seems. 6 conference final games, all double-digit lopsided wins. I guess they are all blowout games. Tonight, the Warriors beat the Rockets by 41.
What? Are the playoffs boring with all the blowouts? Can anyone beat the Warriors in a 7-game series? Or can LeBron get this Cavs team to the finals? Give us a call right now, 282-9010 to sound off.
I did not see the heater from Van Meter in high school. I don't know what it was like to watch Dan Gable never lose at Waterloo West, and I can't imagine the thrill of following Denise Long at Union Witten as she averaged 63 points. But I did experience the blur, Southeast Polk's Sydney Milani. What Milani just did at State Track stands alone. Milani won the 100, 200, 400, and 800 meter state championships, 3 in Iowa all classes record time. As a junior, Milani finished 2nd in the 200 and 400. She dedicated herself to winning both those races and then added the dissimilar bookends, 100 and 800. The hyper-focused Milani tirelessly trained and lifted, inspired by her fitness-loving parents and spurred by demanding but understanding coaches. The results are jaw-dropping. Milani taking on the fastest girls in the state and separating. There's Milani, then the pack. Milani's mom described Sydney's running style to the Register as beast mode. Good description. Milani's muscular combination of athleticism and precision makes her look more college age than high school. But when Sydney talks, she's just another bubbly teenager.
It means the world to me. This has been an insane season. I've had a blast. I'm especially happy because, like, my coaches and my teammates, like, they've just been so patient with me throughout the years and have worked with me so much. It feels pretty darn good. I've made so many sacrifices for this.
Being this good, this fast, doesn't happen without sacrifices. It's also telling that after Milani broke the 100-meter mark of Olympic medalist Natasha Kaiser, the girls who finished behind Milani ran over and hugged her. Iowa girls at their best. 100, 200, 400, and 800. Sydney Milani ran nearly a mile. We'll call it the Milani Mile. And the Milani Mile is the greatest individual track meet in Iowa history.
Well said, Keith. All right, it seems every week something pops up on social media between Iowa and Iowa State. Some type of online disagreement or trash talk between Cyclone and Hawkeye fans. Well, on Friday, Iowa picked up a football commitment from Jake Kurchinski, defensive end out of Wisconsin. Pretty normal, but I kept seeing tweets about Kurchinski getting back at Iowa State. Wasn't sure what that was all about. I uncovered what people were talking about. 2 weeks ago, Kurchinski officially received an offer from Kirk Ferentz. Well, 30 minutes after posting his offer on Twitter, Iowa State senior offensive analyst Jim Hoffer tweeted a reply to Kurchinski and multiple recruiting analysts. Quote, "Welp, that's okay. Have seen him competitively and was underwhelmed, as you know." Not a good look for Hoffer and Iowa State. Now, more than likely, Hoffer was trying to direct message one person, but accidentally replied publicly to 10 people, including Kurchinski, who's 17 years old, trying to celebrate an offer he really wanted. Truth is, most coaches talk like this all the time to other coaches, friends, and media they trust. But the problem here is, Hoffer made an embarrassing mistake on social media, sending out comments that should be kept private. Again, what 17-year-old kid wants to see a college coach post publicly on Twitter they were underwhelmed by his performance? We constantly see people remind adult fans on Twitter not to be negative about players and recruits. Same thing should apply to coaches. Gotta be more careful. Hoffer is now in a tough position. If he apologizes for something he honestly believes, it draws more attention. But if he doesn't apologize, he looks like an angry old man picking on a teenager. The tweet was deleted, but not before it was screen-grabbed and seen by many. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell called the principal at Kurchinski's school and apologized. Good move. I hope Hoffer reaches out to Kurchinski privately to apologize, but he may not. Let this just be another lesson in social media mistakes.
I've certainly made my social media mistakes.
We all have.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot to get your mind around when using these tools and some of the negative things that can happen. And perhaps the coach has reached out privately.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know that yet. Matt in Ankeny has something to say about the Barnstormers, who had a big win tonight. You don't always know when the Barnstormers are playing. They move around Friday night, Saturday night,
yeah.
Sunday. Tonight they're playing on Sunday, and they win with a daring two-point conversion. Matt, what did you think?
Oh, that was a thrilling game. That was absolutely thrilling. I love that game, watching it on YouTube and listening to the radio broadcast. That was just an excellent win. A gutsy call there at the end to go for two. So, just a really thrilling game. I can't wait to see him again in person next week, so.
Yeah, that's my man Dixie right there. Dixie Wooten didn't play for any tie.
Yeah, Matt, is this the year the Barnstormers are bringing a title to Des Moines?
It very well may be. They beat Sioux Falls 2 weeks ago. That was an even bigger win, I think, than tonight, given their history against Sioux Falls. And so they're definitely, if the playoffs were to start today, they'd be the number one seed. So they've got a legit chance at it. So.
They would.
The Barnstormers have never won a championship.
And one would think they did because of Kurt Warner.
Yeah, they played in a couple title games but didn't win it.
They did. And I want to thank you guys for actually covering it. Another station that shall remain nameless didn't even give the score tonight. So thank you very much for having highlights and propping this team up, because they're absolutely worth watching right now.
Well,
it's fun.
Thank you for the compliment, Matt, but we can tell you that there is always something someone is upset we didn't cover. We never can.
And we do try to get it all.
But we do try. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref, my man, judges. James Woodland from Altoona says, Channel 13 Chief Meteorologist Ed Wilson. Looks like former NHL star Jeremy Roenick. Tiny Ref? That's a no.
Going by the hair right there, I'm guessing.
He got good hair.
Yeah.
Sam in Des Moines says, USA wrestler Jaden Cox. Looks like a young O.J. Simpson pre-acquittal when he was still known for football. Tiny Ref?
Guys, there is this great story in the world of sports right now that just sucks. Look out. Here comes What's Bugging Andy. Or follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Our own Dave Price writes, at SoundOff13, in case you need another topic, Cards rookie pitcher hit 105 miles per hour on the radar gun tonight. Twice.
105?
105. That's twice.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Daniel writes, not sure it can be overstated how amazing Sidney Milani's accomplishment is. The 100 and 800, just by nature, should not be won by the same person. Just different physiques, typically. One of the most impressive athletic feats I've witnessed.
I completely agree,
yeah.
Obviously. Wow, it's hard to get your mind around winning the 100, 200, 400, and 800. The Vegas Golden Knights are on to the Stanley Cup Final in their first year. They're an expansion team.
And that's exactly what's bugging Andy.
I'm a big hockey fan, and the NHL has one heck of a big story this year in the Vegas Golden Knights. This year, they are in the Western Conference Finals, and last year, they didn't exist. It's a team drafted from the spare parts of other clubs, and the league didn't give them any special advantages. This run is 100% legit, and no professional sports league has ever seen anything like it before. So how could this bug a hockey fan? Well, first off, I'm jealous. I have watched my team go through decades and millions of dollars in two arenas and countless coaches, and I have never seen the Blues do this well in the playoffs. So there's that. I'm sure Cub fans felt the same way watching the Mets and Marlins and Royals and Blue Jays all come into existence and win the World Series twice before the Cubs could win it once. And the second thing is, this suddenly makes the Stanley Cup look just slightly more difficult to attain than a Red Solo Cup. I mean, an expansion team with no stars, no experience, and an arena that's filled with people who are either just looking for a break from the strip joints or on a honeymoon after a five-minute wedding officiated by a drunk in an Elvis costume. That team is doing this well? That doesn't make your league look very good. I mean, that's like training for months to do an Ironman triathlon and then finishing behind Jim. That's like hearing the Oscar goes to 50 Shades Freed. Maybe the win is legit, but suddenly you're not so sure that the rest of the world is. You know, there are times when an amazing story tells you something that you don't want to hear. And for me and many other hockey fans, this is one. I'm Andy Fales, and that's bugging me.
If you don't think nudity can be boring, check out that 50 Shades Freed. Get your goosebumps ready. The Royals make an appearance on Sound Off as part of Who's in Your Five. Plus, give us a call, 515.
Wait, what did you just say?
282-9010. The Royals are going to be on.
Okay, I thought you said something about nudity or something.
I don't know what's going on with these two. That's not Harry.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Who's in your five? In honor of the royal wedding, my five favorite royals ranked in order. Number five, Prince William.
Okay.
Number four, Queen Elizabeth.
Ooh, that seems a little low for the queen.
Well, you know, I've watched two seasons of The Crown. She could go up in the royal rankings. Number three, Princess Di.
Yep.
And number two in the royals rankings, Prince Harry. I like
this
guy.
He jumped up pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's up there. And number one, of course, no doubt, George Brett. So those are the royal rankings.
I feel like one was a little different than the others there. Like one just kind of was a little different than the other royals.
Because of her age, the queen's age. But she's been on the throne for more than 60 years.
What?
So that she deserves it.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the call. Dodger Denny's been waiting to talk about the Warriors and Rockets, which had people turning their televisions off or to another channel. About halfway through. It was a blowout, Dodger Denny.
Yeah, it was, but you know what? I loved it. Curry was hot. If you touched him, you probably burn your fingers. And Houston had like between 18 and 20 turnovers. You can't win a game with that many turnovers, I don't think. But I loved the game anyways. It was great.
Yeah, it's fun to watch the Warriors
when they're rolling, man.
Well, yeah, it is.
And Curry, he struggled the first two games, but man, in the third quarter he turned it on. He scored 35 tonight. If they play like that, the Rockets have no chance of winning the series.
Let's get some baseball talk from Randy in West Des Moines. Reds, Cubs. The Cubs took what, 3 of 4 from the Reds. What'd you think, Randy?
Hey, thank goodness. Hey, by the way, Keith, I'm glad you're back. Not that Steve couldn't handle what he was doing, but
glad to be here.
What's up with the primal scream and the look? I mean, shouldn't there be some type of ejection? I mean, come on now. You know, that's not right. What do you think? I'm out.
All right, thank you for the call, Randy. Primal scream? I didn't watch the game today. I didn't see it. Was there a primal scream? Somebody help me out with that.
I'm lost.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You usually are, John.
I'm lost a lot of time.
That scream?
The Cubs won. I know that. They won.
Well, I know that, but I don't know what scream he's talking about. Is it this scream?
That one?
That happened over at the Valair Ballroom, you know. Still ahead on Sound Off. Strong statement from several college softball teams and more of your chances to Sound Off. 515-282-9010. You can email the show, soundoff at whotv.com. Bill and Ankeny writes, Golden State-Houston is the NBA Finals. No way Boston or the LeBravaliers can hang with either. Whoever comes out of the West can take the trophy and go home. Well, the Warriors are coming out of the West with the trophy. They're coming out of the Finals with the trophy. And we knew all this before the season began. That's not good, right?
Yeah. Right? It's over. Yeah, it's done.
The Warriors are going to win the championship.
Done. Call it now. It's over. All right. Time to bounce around more topics. We call it face-off. Michigan State agrees to pay $500 million to settle claims by hundreds of women and girls abused by Larry Nassar. It's not enough.
No
amount of money can repair all the damage done by Nassar, but I guess it's a start.
There is no money that can give back what the girls and women lost, and I have no idea how you come to an agreement of what that pain and suffering is worth. But hopefully, John, the money, along with Michigan State's basic acknowledgement of bad oversight, Nassar's public apology, and the fact he will rot and die in jail, gives these victims some measure of comfort.
As Benny Babcock pointed out, the Supreme Court opened the door for sports betting to become legal in all states. So it's just a matter of time before it becomes legal here in Iowa, especially with how much money can be made. You okay with that?
I am. I do understand the concerns. I know they're real for some people, but people who want to gamble can easily do it anyway. Mm-hmm. They're doing it now. Pull sports wagering out of the shadows in Iowa and spread the money around. Let's have some positivity. I do think the impact will be substantial, and hopefully most of it is positive.
Tons of interest this spring in softball. Drake won two games in the NCAA tournament. DMAC finished third in the country. Grandview made the NAIA tournament. And many of the best players in the country at big schools are from the state of Iowa. Are we a softball state now?
I think we are.
Why not?
What a postseason. That was fun. And Iowa's coach just resigned after staying on the job for 8 subpar years. A lot of people did not think it would last that long. Iowa and Iowa State need to join the postseason parade.
Get with
it. That was fun.
We talked about Sydney Milani, but did you see what Jeanette Schraft of East Mills did? She won the 800, 1500, 400 hurdles, and finished runner-up in the 3000. Schraft scored 38 points for her team. East Mills finished with 38 points and placed second. She was the only competitor from her school at state.
This is so cool. The team photo finishing second at state is Jeanette.
Just her.
She's the team. I love stories like this.
That's
well
awesome.
Done, Jeanette. Over under, what you hear edition, overrated, Yanny.
Underrated, Laurel.
Yeah, it's Laurel, right? I don't understand how anybody, you didn't hear Yanny, did you? Do you know, anybody you know heard Yanny is kind of nuts, right?
The crazy people.
Right, the crazy people heard.
No, all right. I can only stand one more minute of this, and then I want my butt to Neely now or in a minute.
Thank you, Yanny.
He definitely heard Yanny.
All right, Breeden, Breden, Brandon, Braden in Des Moines.
Hello.
Yeah. What? Who is this?
Brendan.
Brendan. Brendan. Okay. Yeah. Brendan, welcome to Sound Off.
Thanks.
What's up? Besides you.
I'll talk about baseball.
Yeah. You see what I did?
Yeah. Nowadays, like, baseball is just hitting home runs, and I don't really understand it. Like, back in the old days, it used to be where people actually hit line drives and grounders, and it was actually fun to watch, but now they're just hitting it into the grand slams or just, like...
Brendan, yeah. You're a little bit hard to understand it because of the connection, but I get what you're saying. And you're speaking my language. The problem with baseball right now, John, isn't mm-hmm. the length of the games. It's the pace of play. It's kind of home run or strikeout and a lot of standing around.
Just not a lot happening. Like, you want to see this stuff happening. Base
like
hits
that.
With runs.
That's
you know?
Good.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a lot of – I mean, a lot of times you can go to the concession stand, get a pop, get a hot dog, go to the bathroom, come back, and the same batter's still at the plate.
Yeah.
And nothing's happening.
And all kinds of pitchers are striking out 10 to 15 batters in a game. It has lost some of its meaning. Hey, that'll do it for us. We are back next week. We hope you are, too.
Shout out to Allie. We're going to miss you, Allie. She's
goodbye,
our director.
Allie.
We leave you with the Sound Off send-off. Bet your house. 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 Bet your...
You know, you go from... degenerate gambling advice from Benny Babcock to the majestic beauty of these perfect birds and symbols of our great country.
The fatherless eaglets.
They're not fatherless, are they?
Remember, didn't he fly away?
But he hasn't come back? I hope he came back.
I hope so too, but last we heard, he's still playing the field.
Every eaglet needs a father.
Amen to that, America.
God bless you for watching Sound Off.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.